This is a Rio Grande Guardian International News Service report on workforce development.
Howdy. That's what you're supposed to say back when Aggie say howdy. Thank you everyone for coming out today. I know that many of you here today work very hard to make this happen. I've worked with many of you throughout the last 10 years. I do want to, although we've already acknowledged many people that are here, and I'm very impressed and honored and that all of you would show up. But special thanks I do want to give to just a couple of people, a few people. And one is the port chairman, Steve Gavin. He was instrumental in helping making all this happen. We worked very closely together. Also with Dr. Carlos Marin, he also worked very closely in kind of coming together on this vision. George Gavito, a well-known lawman, I'm not sure if he made it today, but he's been one of the ground soldiers who's been really pushing it, this, helping us put this together. And especially John Sharp, the chancellor. We all know he loves South Texas, he loves the valley, he loves our culture, and he, if it wasn't for him, we really wouldn't be here today. I also want to say thank you to the Brownsville Aggies, who, you know, a while back when we were having trouble putting this together, they were very vocal about their support for this, and I think that was at the end of the day what pushed everything over the edge, and I thank them very much for their support. The last and obviously most important person I want to thank is our governor, Governor Abbott. About 10 years ago, Dr. Rita McManus and I started a nonprofit trade school because there was such a need for, I felt, and many others felt that there was a need for, you know, trained workforce here in the valley, especially here in Brownsville, and specifically here at the port, because I believe, and many others believe, that yes, this is the port of Brownsville, but it's also the port of the valley, because it is the number one economic engine, or economic development engine, I think, in the region. And so we want to take advantage of that as much as we can to create some great paying jobs. And Governor Abbott was kind enough to see what I was doing down here and to appoint me. I had a lot of other people that were definitely wanting that position and had some political favors that he needed to pay back. He said, no, I want you to come down there. I want you to go to this area. I don't care if it's a blue area. I want you to go down there, and I want you to help turn it around. And do. And obviously that's not something I can do by myself, but he said, here, you take this Texas A&M University System Toolbox and you make the best of it. And that's what we've been able to do. And the main thing he wanted me to be was a voice on the board of Texas A&M for South Texas and South. And I think that's what I've tried to do. So that has led us to where we are today. And why is this so important? Because the jobs in the future are going to come down a lot to what I've distilled it down to, robots. And whether you're talking about, you know, whatever industry you're talking about, there's going to be a robotics involved. And if there's robotics involved, someone's going to operate robots. And if these robots go down, the company's going to need somebody to fix them quickly. And so if that's the future, yes, we need engineers to be able to design these things and to develop things for the future. But we also need some hands-on people that may have IT skills and also can turn a wrench and fix something. And that's a very new skill set that has come about due to all the technology changes and advancements that we've had. And Texas A&M is here to make sure on the workforce training side that we're on the cutting edge of that, so that our workforce here has tools and skills that no one else has in the country. And then on top of that, we also have part of the facility goes for R&D, which is for research and development for companies that are here and future companies that are coming, that they know that Texas A&M is here to help them on their R&D needs. And all those things, our hope is, will create an economic development boom starting right here at the Port of Brownsville. So I've spoken enough, and I'm sure there's many others here that need to speak, but I want to thank you everybody for coming today.